does that. That's why at Lawn by Nodal Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbynauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time is 8:22. Newsmaker 2-time here today. Michelle Sink, the area director for Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters, is joining us right now, talking a little bit more about Big Brothers Big Sisters operations.
Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for stopping up and joining us in studio here on a Monday. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful drive.
From Manhattan, huh?
Yes, I love those hills, though.
Yeah.
You love them in the summer.
It's nice that travel is a little more easier now that they got that road taken care of after so long they've been working on that. But good to have you here. And so how are things going with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
It's going well. I've been excited to take over as the area director following Jackie Wellnitz, who did an amazing job, took a different position. So I, as an area director, I now do Junction City, Manhattan, Wamego, Blue Rapids, and Waterville, and lucky now to have Emporia within my scope.
I have to ask here, Michelle, and before we start talking about some of the things when it comes to mentors and students, different relationships, different partnerships, and things like that, how much time are you putting on the road now trying to get used to your new coverage area?
Sure. So I come to Emporia at least twice a month, but always happy to come down for different events or to meet with different people to talk about our program. That's part of my job. So.
Well, how are we lined up here locally in Lyon County with what's our number of bigs and littles here? What's our situation here locally?
Sure. So we're serving 26 youth currently. Okay. I think that could be a whole lot more. Just we need to figure out the best way to recruit new bigs and really informing families on how they can get their kids involved as well.
I'm going to ask about getting kids involved because I think really a lot of the focus is on mentors, and understandably so. Let me ask you here, Michelle, what seems to work when it comes to getting bigs into the program, maybe in other places?
Sure. So really a lot of it's word of mouth. Our current bigs and their experience when they talk about that is probably the best advertisement that we ever get. That testimony of how much being a big changes your life just as much as it changes your little's life. I'm a big sister. Sophia and I have been matched for going on 3 years, and she'll be in second grade this year, which is crazy. Oh no, maybe that's third grade now. I kind of lose track. You know, we're actually in a site-based match, so we meet at school. And you might think that 30 minutes a week isn't that big of a deal, but I can tell you it's made a huge difference in her life and in my life as well.
All right. So people are interested in serving as a big. How does this process work?
Yeah. So you can contact me directly if you'd like to set up a personal meeting. And the best way to do that is usually through my email, which is M as in Michelle, Sink as in the kitchen sink, at Kansas, spelled out, bigs.org. Or you can just go to our website, which is kansasbigs.org. And there is an option there to learn for more information on being a mentor. And when you put your information in there, one of our match support specialists will reach out to you to schedule a meeting.
What was it that drew you to Big Brothers Big Sisters as a big, let alone as your administrative role? But what drew you to Big Brothers Big Sisters to help other people out?
Sure. So I think that it just really fills up my heart. But I also see the need in every community that I serve in of just having that extra person who shows up for you. I think that, you know, when we look at the mental health of the children today, it's a lot different than it was when I was a kid. And seeing how you can make that difference, because when you're even in a family, and we're so busy now, and our kids are in sports, and we're constantly running around, and we're going through the drive-through for dinner. At least that's what I did with my kids. And we don't always have that time where we just sit and talk with them. And so it's nice as a mentor to be able to just sit and show up for that child every week. And And, well, that's what I do with site-based, or even a few times a month. But just having that person who's going to show up just for you can make a huge difference in a kid's confidence, and if they how they feel about how they're doing in school, what they feel like their future might look like. It can just really make a huge difference. And I love the idea. I feel like it's an investment and an impactful thing to do, not only for today in that child's life, but also for the future of our community, for the kids who are growing up here, that they're going to want to give back. They're going to grow up wanting to stay here, feeling that their community invested in them. And I feel that it's an investment in our futures.
Kansas Big Brothers, Big Sisters, area manager Michelle Sink with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, KVOE live and local. It is 8:28, 70 degrees. Well, Michelle, as far as the process goes to becoming a mentor, how long does it take before, you know, everything is taken care of, everyone's been vetted properly? How long does that process take?
Sure. So it can take up to a month. Probably the thing that holds us up the most is that the difference that we have in our mentoring process is that we don't just do a background check and call it good. We require 5 references from 5 different parts of your life, and we have to hear back from all of them before we will approve you as a big. So that's usually having our references get back to us is sometimes the challenging part.
Pretty in-depth.
Yeah, it is. And we do a 1 to 2 hour interview. And then our match support specialist, who their job is really to help make sure that the relationship that's there is safe, to help make sure that it's being meaningful and impactful in that child's life, and then to provide direction for the mentor. But they're the ones who reach out and do the interview process and all of that. So, and sometimes it just takes a little bit longer because people are busy.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about the, you know, the time involved and then some of the different activities that you can do. Because I think, you know, and we've talked with you about this, we've talked about prior directors about this. There seems to be, if there's any pushback or any reluctance to get involved, it's, oh man, I already have these things that are already slotted into my work life or my home life or both, because Lord knows they kind of overlap now. I'm really not sure I have the time to be involved. How do you counter that particular perception that I think has been around for quite some time?
Sure. So I kind of look at it, if I'm going to be really honest with myself, about the amount of time that I spend on social media, and would I be willing to cut out 4 hours a month out of my social media to meet with a child. So our requirements we ask is that you meet 1 or 2 times a month for 1 to 2 hours. So it's not a giant time commitment. And that doesn't mean you can only meet for 2 hours, but we're not asking for you to spend an entire Saturday or an entire Sunday. It can be picking that kiddo up and going to the grocery store and maybe, you know, grabbing an ice cream or going home and making some dinner and just sitting down and eating and talking. It doesn't have to be anything that cost a lot of money to the big either. I would say that's one thing that we do have, where when the matches are meeting, that is coming out of the big's pocket if they do choose to go out for dinner or do an activity that's not a Big Brothers Big Sisters activity that we're sponsoring and paying for. So one of the things as a local business, if you are interested in getting involved, is to offer a match discount. And with that, we give all of our bigs a card that they can show to prove that they are a Big Brother or Big Sister. And providing a discount, maybe a buy one, get one free or things like that, to give them opportunities to do other stuff is great as well.
Well, we talked about the bigs, the mentors. What about the littles? How does it work? How do they get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters? Is it a referral process? How does that work?
Yeah, so most of our littles in our program are either referred from a school, from a counselor, from a teacher. Or often it's actually another family that has their kids in our program, and their friends see them having a great time and how that big is interacting or affecting that child's life. And so we have a lot of parents that say, I want that same thing for my kid.
Okay.
So a pretty easy process, although it seems like in a lot of cases they come from the outside as opposed to kind of self-driven. But for parents who are considering this, what are the benefits that they will see at home?
Sure. So I think that, you know, having that extra person, they're not there to be a parent. They're not there to be a disciplinarian. They're not there to babysit. They're really just there for your child. And every kid that's in our program, the kid wants to be there, and the parents also want them to be there. I think that, and we check in once a month for that first year with the parents, and asking them, how are things going? You know, what have you noticed? And, you know, a lot of times it's increased self-confidence and maybe trying new things that they wouldn't have done before. And so I think those are probably the biggest things that we see.
So, Michelle, any fundraisers in the near future here for Big Brothers Big Sisters? What's in store?
Yeah, so one thing that I have heard is that we'd love to have an annual fundraiser, something that we can count on every single year. And what I would like to do is do a bourbon tasting fundraiser called the Bee's Knees, and do it in the later fall, but before the holidays. And I'm looking for sponsors for that. So you're always welcome to reach out to me. I'll probably be dropping some mailers out soon, and would love to hear from people in the community. The people I've talked to have gotten a really great response from. So just looking for some sponsors before we roll out that date.
Bourbon is appealing.
Bourbon is good.
Yeah.
Bourbon is great.
You mentioned here about, you know, having one signature fundraiser, but what about maybe some other community activities that may become kind of standard on the schedule here to either introduce or reintroduce Big Brothers Big Sisters to those who are really not paying attention, for lack of a better term?
Sure. Well, if anyone, especially I think it works best in like a company, if they want us to come down and do an info session where we talk with everyone about what the program is, that's always a great thing to do. If you're interested in maybe raising some money, but you don't want to go attend a bourbon event, you know, having even putting together like a small golf tournament or what we call friend raisers are fun. And so I'm also really open to ideas. I feel like every one of the communities that I represent, they're all a little different. And so I would love to talk with more community members to find out what they really want, what they think will be successful, and what they are interested in investing in.
Outstanding. Well, Michelle, anything else that you wanted to bring up here today, whether it comes to anything that we've talked about, maybe potential partnerships that you're working on here locally, or maybe what else you've got going on in Emporia here while you're here?
Sure. Well, I mean, usually when I'm here, I try to have meetings all throughout the day. I go to Gravel City Roasters a lot. I think that every time I walk in, they're like, hey, you're here for the day.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So really, being new to the community, I'm really open to meeting with people and of all different, whether it's a business person, an individual who's interested in being a big, I love a one-on-one coffee meeting or, you know, something outside. We do actually have a physical office here, and I'm always happy to meet there as well just to talk about our program and spread that around.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate you taking time to join us here this morning. Enjoy your day here in Emporia. Keep up the great work with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and stay in touch.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that is Michelle Sink, who is the area manager for Big Brothers Big Sisters, with us here, Chuck, on our Newsmaker 2 segment.
All right. I want to let you know that we're working on tomorrow's Newsmaker 2. That'll be at 8:40 tomorrow, because we'll have the monthly Tech Talk visit with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Darty. You're already hearing on Wednesday's front, though. You're hearing a lot more about the upcoming Lyon County Fair, and Fair Board Vice President Aaron Armitage will have an update for our Wednesday Newsmaker 2.
And he'll be highlighting, too, the first ever Lyon County Fair barbecue cook-off.
Oh, nice.
Championships that will be happening. Part of the Lyon County Fair this year. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com. It is 8:37. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden hoping to shift the discussion this week from the future of his presidency to the NATO summit in Washington. Biden will attend a series of official events and will hold a news conference. Congress is also heading back into session, meaning more face-to-face meetings among Democratic lawmakers. Hurricane Beryl taking out power for hundreds of thousands of customers along the Texas Gulf Coast.
Coming off the Yucatan Peninsula, Tropical Storm Beryl began to gather power from the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, so that when it finally made landfall this morning near Matagorda Bay, Texas, it was a Category 1 hurricane with winds of 80 miles per hour. From here, Beryl will head northeast, dumping rain on at least 10 states through Thursday.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Boeing agreeing to a Justice Department plea deal to avoid a criminal trial over two deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX jets. At least 100 people shot in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. 19 were killed. This is ABC News.
Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Turner. I'm proud to have been serving Lyon and surrounding counties as a general surgeon at Newman Regional Health for the past 12 years. I'm experienced in minimally invasive procedures, including laparoscopy and robotic surgery.